bros chilling in the hot tub, 5 feet apart because they're not gay. Two bros, 5 feet apart because they're two bros.
Hello and welcome to We Rate Queerbait. This is the podcast where we explore the blurry line between homie and homo. I'm Emery, your host. I'm made out of flesh. My pronouns are they, she, he.
Hi, I'm Devin. My body is simply ready to be used for an unfulfilling job for eternity. My pronouns are he, him.
I'm Sky. My pronouns are he, she. My body is made up of just the coolest crystal you've ever heard of. Like the coolest, hardest one. Ooh. Like the most solid. Like the hardest.
My body oozes a toxic substance that kills everything it's touched. Oh, I'm so lonely.
Oh my god, I love her so much.
Oh my god,
guys.
I'm so lonely.
My body is made up of more shit than I know how to quantify.
Damn.
I mean, that fucked up.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, you guys ever get like you guys ever see your girlfriend just give you guys like not really give you guys, they just kind of drop their notebook of drawings and you say, damn, that's so fucked up, but also I'm kind of obsessed with this thing. Has that ever happened to you?
You know, it might have. I don't know. Who could say?
Who could fucking say?
I lost all my memories when my legs got cut off.
That's true. Sorry, I don't remember shit.
We're talking about Land of the Lustrous. Have we said that yet?
Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck was this?
Maybe losing the legs and then losing half your memory is simply a metaphor for COVID, because that is what happened to me.
That is exactly what happened. Your legs got cut off.
My legs got cut off, and then in reattaching them, I lost a lot of my memories. And then later on, I was like, whoa, you know what? It would be cool if I could get some sick prosthetic arms too. But then in the process of getting those, I forgot about my like super hot like girl that I have like this weird like Yuri thing going on with. And that was really sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fucked up.
Yeah.
Guys, I was talking to a glacier and it said it wanted to eat my arms. It sounded pretty reasonable about it, though. You think I should do it?
Texting my friends. Haha, this fucking glacier asking to eat my arms. Should I do it, though? Eyes emoji.
Guys, I'm the only one who can hear the glaciers. But they are telling me that they want to eat my arms. My specific beautiful phosphalate.
Yeah.
Mint peppermint green arms.
My peppermint green arms.
Hey, this book is fucking wild.
Oh my god.
It's weird as shit.
It's completely deranged in, like, such a fun way.
This is the kind of shit that you see and you're like, what the fuck? What?
So yeah, before we get into it, how much did both of you read? I assigned us volumes 1 through 3, but also, like, the rest of the entire series is fair game, and I also said volumes 8 and 9 as, like, bonus.
I got through volumes 1 through 3, I started 8, and was like, maybe I'll read the whole thing, and then I didn't have time.
Fair.
Big same, except instead of the 8 through 9, I had already started the anime. Before you said don't even bother, so yeah. That was my first impression, and then I went back and read 1 through 3 of the manga. I'm gonna go back and read more of it because I'm so into everything that's going on, but I too simply ran out of time.
Yeah, so I think I will just like talk briefly about volumes 8 and 9 and like a little bit of what goes on like between those, because like like, for as wild as the first 3 volumes are, shit just goes completely fucking bonkers. When Foss goes up on the moon, all bets are off. Things are just fucking completely off the rails. This train has, like, barreled fully off the tracks and is now, like, headed directly into the sun.
The train is the trolley from the trolley problem, and the person tied to the tracks is Foss, but Foss has already been ground into a fine powder. So the train is just spreading Foss around infinitely.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just what if you got ran over by the train, but it kept going forever?
Yeah.
Exactly. What if you got run over by the train, but you're immortal, so all you need is for a very tired doctor to put you back together?
Okay, I love the doctor.
Oh my god.
Rutile is so... Okay.
Okay, okay. I love the doctor. Okay. I love... What...
Queen.
The doctor is so mean.
They're so mean.
They're so fucking mean. They're to everyone, and they're like, what are you going to do? I'm the only doctor. Who else are you going to go to? What if I just degraded you?
So let me actually talk about this manga for a second. So
what if there are some fucked up guys on the moon?
The main characters of our story are called the Lustrous. They are people whose bodies are gems. And the whole body is just like a big gemstone that has been painted to look like a human. The wear clothes and everything. And the reason that they are gems who are able to walk around and think is because they have these little microorganisms living in their body. Yeah, midichlorians, exactly. Yeah. That's what they're called. And the midichlorians make you gay and also make you sapient.
Yeah, and they make you a girl with a fat ass.
Yeah, the mangaka really just fucking loves drawing twink ass.
Here's the thing. The manga is like, you know, they have asses, but like they're also really skinny, you know, like, and It kind of makes sense. It's just like from a certain angle, you're like, oh, yeah, there's an ass. And then they do love to draw the asses. But the fucking anime, for some reason, just took like the fucking like grab tool on photo and just like widen the hips just straight out. They are so fat assed, every single one of them. It's so insane to look at.
Let's go. Thank you, studio. I will talk about the anime for a second. I did not rewatch it for this episode, but like I remember it being the first CG anime I watched that actually looked good. It was like the first full anime series done by Studio Orange, who later went on to do Beastars and Trigun Stampede.
That explains so fucking much.
Yeah.
Incredible. I actually agree. It's so, like, you know, the fat asses, I'm like, come on. But like
the studio is for the horny, but like people who are horny in the weirdest ways.
But the gem shattering is so cool. Like, I really genuinely think most of the show is really cool to look at. And Cinnabar, oh my god.
It's it's a very, very pretty anime. And also like a very, very pretty manga.
And the Lunarians, when they come in, like, and the underneath the cloud is like that black, like, rainbowy. It just looks so cool. The textures are cool, and then the color, it just all works together really well.
Yeah, also just, like, the sound is really cool. Like, the fucking sound of, like, the obsidian swords they use, it's just, like, this fucking, like, sort of, like, you know, knife sound effect, but with, like, this fucking weird-ass digital distortion on it. It's crunchy as hell, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. It was good. I enjoyed it.
It's good. Also, I do want to talk about, like, the visual style of the manga. It definitely, like, looks like nothing else. It is, like,
it's so very pretty.
Yeah, it's, like, very pretty, but in a different way than the anime. It is very, like, flowy and, like, minimalist and in the shapes and just, like, god, just, like, so sharp and so, like, fucking stylistically confident. It's incredible.
Yeah, I love how much, like, comparatively, like, how many of the manga panels are just, like, oh, the Lunarians, like, shot a bow, or, like, the other ones did something, and it made, like, this huge effect, and it just, like, is a drawing of, like, an artistically rendered kind of weird explosion thing, like, a light explosion. And, like, it's, I mean, just a lot of it is just art of, like, the battles, but it's just, like, you know, I was not enough of an art student to have the words to describe it, but it's just like, you know, cool still shots of just like, you know, geometric, like circles, artistic stuff, you know, like it just is like, I don't know.
It's very,
like it's a lot of battle, but not a lot of just like kicking and like doing battle stuff. It's just like, oh, this cool thing happened.
Yeah. It's less concerned with like the fight and more concerned with the expression, the artistic expression of the fight, like the feeling invoked by it. It also creates this great feeling of like the story is about people who are rocks and everything is so still. Like the characters are moving and you get a sense of motion, but everything is so still and stark that you're just like, yeah, it's a world of rocks.
Yeah.
It's a world about, populated by rocks and like space people who like never really seem to move.
Yeah, it's definitely like less about like, you know, like movement and choreography and more about these like just like gorgeous like still action shots.
Yeah. It is truly the cool guys know how to pose kind of fucking manga.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure. Oh, everyone is just fucking posing left and right. It's it rules.
Posing and then shattering completely left and right.
Yeah, just their bodies just fully fucking exploding.
And the, exploding, you know, somehow they're slicing and clean lines, like
somehow they're also still fucking posing while they're exploding though.
It's one of those anime manga, I mean, that you can tell that the author, someone must have read it and was like, hey, this is pretty fucking visceral, you know? And the person was just like, yeah, well, it's not gore, so.
Yeah.
It's just rocks.
There's not guts in there. It's just rocks.
It's just rocks. So, yeah, you can just cave that person's head in and have them keep going. It's fine. Who cares?
Boy, this manga has a lot of body horror. But the rocks, it's fine.
It has a lot of just you're looking at this and a person just still conscious while their entire self is shattered to pieces. And you're just like, huh.
I think it's a fun way to explore mind-bending gore in a way because it is not at all concentrated on like, oh, wouldn't this like look sick? It's all like, what would this feel like? Because like all you're seeing is like these crystals and they're breaking apart and like cool, you know, it looks cool. But at the same time, you're like the only thing to focus on is like, oh, that's a person and that just happened. Like, ugh. Like it's a cool way to highlight it and also to get away with doing like crazy stuff and just being like, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just rocks.
It's just rocks.
It's so fucking good.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's more pain-based, you know? Like, how much can your mind...
Yeah, it's like, imagine if you couldn't die and you couldn't, like, necessarily feel pain on that same way. But what you could do is rationalize that you are being harmed. Like, your body isn't... You aren't sensing pain. You aren't really feeling it. But you do know that something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And there's simply nothing you
can do about it.
Sometimes
it's just like, ah, shit, my legs are gone, huh? They're not coming back this time.
Yeah, because, like, you lose, so like, yourself as part of it. So it's like, I think that part's really cool, too, because it's like, you know, there is a consequence. It's like, yeah, if you do this enough times and you can't recover the pieces, like, yeah, you forget things about yourself and who you are. And if it happens enough times, like, yeah, you might not come back, but you will still kind of exist then, too.
Yeah, and like... We have to introduce, like, our characters first, but I definitely want to talk about this.
Do we?
I mean, do we? I definitely do want to talk about this as, like, a kind of, like a very different take on kind of, like, the shonen, like, power progression character growth trope. Because our main character, Foss, like, definitely, you know, does the anime thing of, like, powering up and getting stronger and becoming more mature as, you know, as they do so. But also, they're just losing entire fucking chunks of their body and becoming, like, a progressively, like, more distorted and deranged version of themselves. And... The like I said, it just goes so fucking bonkers. Like, Phosphophyllite does become Joker-fied. I'm promising you this like, to you right now.
It's like one of those manga that you start and you see people like being broken apart and destroyed and fucking like atomized, and you're like, so if all we go from here is up, where the fuck are we going to end? And where you end up is you're like, ah,
damn.
Kind of like Gurren Lagann progression where you're just like, oh, you guys are already starting off on like kind of like a global like scale of things. Where could we stop? And it's like, no, now we're outside of time and space and reality, and we're fighting a big glowing spiral man.
It's like starting. You're like, it's like starting on a 9 and ending up on a 10 million.
Yeah, it's like, it's really being like, how far does the scale go? And the person be like, who cares? Who cares?
Kind of the llamas with hats of manga.
Exactly! That's so true, bestie. This is the llamas with hats of manga.
Yeah, everyone's saying it.
Everyone is saying it.
All right, so volume one.
Sorry, I'm still, I'm just looking back at panels of this, and I'm just saying, like, holy shit, this looks so cool.
Oh, yeah.
So volume one, we kind of, like, get introduced to this world. As I said, we've got gem people, and they are getting constantly attacked by the Lunarians, who are kind of these, like, people made of clouds who, like, you know, who kind of, like, take on the appearance of, like, Buddha statues, and they shoot fucked up little arrows at you that break you into pieces. And if you leave too many pieces around, if you get shattered and no one, like, kills the Lunarians before, you know, no one kills the Lunarians fast enough, they'll just take those pieces, and then they're gone. Then they're on the moon, and you can't do shit about it. Yeah, they're on
the moon's problem now.
So, you know, we see some fighting, gems just getting shattered, but actually they're completely fucking fine, because our funny little Dr. Rutile can just put them back together.
Yeah, she's so cool and good at her job.
I fucking love her.
Yeah.
She's so mean all the time.
Rutile is so mean.
The power you get when you're the one person who can put these dumb fucks back together. You just get to be rude as shit.
Also, they're just, like, constantly kind of tired all the time because everyone breaks so fucking much.
Uh-huh.
And
it is a world where everyone is just fucking just always at your door like, hey, my arm's off again, and you're like, eat shit.
Pretty much. And Rutile is especially mean to our funny little protagonist, Phosphophyllite, or Phos for short. Phos is an idiot who can't do shit, according to my notes.
Who is an idiot who can't do shit and is so brittle that the slightest gust of wind will shatter them completely.
Yeah.
I have in my notes that her job on the commune is to be, like, the special little damsel who, like, makes the other guys come out so that she can record their fighting style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the farmer from Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a power level of 5 while Goku is over there at a million. So the power scale, power scale in Land of the Lustrous is literally just, like, the hardness scale that they use to rate, like, real minerals in real life.
Yeah.
So the diamonds are...
She's a 3.5.
Yeah, so the diamonds are at a 10, like, jade is at a 7, like, and Phosphophyllite is all the way down at a 3.5.
Just useless.
This sucks for them, actually.
Just completely useless. They suck. Everyone likes to remind them that they suck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Phosphophyllite is going through an existential crisis of, what will be my job? No one is giving me my job. I want to be cool.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, but you suck, though.
Yeah.
You suck so bad.
She's like, I want to go fight. It's the one thing I haven't
You've tried so many different jobs, and you fucked up every single one.
Just, you're really bad at it, so, we got a special job for you. You just gotta record shit.
Yeah.
Just go off and do something literally anything else is what your job
is. Yeah, just go around the island and, like, draw the plants you see. I don't really, you know, this will be helpful for us somehow. You know, we're calling it a natural history. Just kind of, like, go over there and don't bother anyone, please. So Foss naturally hates this. They're like, wow, I am the least motivated of all time, and I don't want to do this, but I guess that's what I'm doing now.
And by I guess that's what I'm doing now, it's sitting in their room or around the island temple that they live in, just being like, I don't want to do my job. Please, someone let me do anything else. Everyone being like, no.
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 No, you got to do your job.
You got to do it.
And Vaz being like, no. And everyone being like, well, I mean, if you need someone to tell you things, you can probably talk to the other rock that we hate.
Yeah.
Who sucks.
Go talk to Cinnabar. They are also someone who we have relegated to doing a shit job that, you know, because everyone hates them and we don't like them to be around.
Their thing is that they ooze a toxic substance all the time, like near constantly.
She's just really toxic.
Yeah.
And if it touches you, then it just kind of fucks you up real bad, and we got to scrape off the parts that it touched. And also, all life around them just dies.
Cinnabar is the most tortured emo boy of all time.
Cinnabar is so tortured. Cinnabar always showing up and be like, oh, I want to die. Nobody loves me. Everything in the world dies.
Cinnabar.
And Foss is like, all right.
Cinnabar is like the OC you come up with when you're like 14 and you have depression.
It's the OC you come up with when you're like, I could fix them. I could fix them so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God.
And
that's what Foss says. Foss is like, I could fix you.
Foss is like, it's okay. I'll get you a better job.
I can get you a better job. I can fix you.
Come to find out, she asked for that job.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I mean, not because she really wanted to, but she did. Like, that was her idea. No one, like, forced her out there.
I mean, when you melt everything in your path, you gotta choose that.
Yeah, you're like, ugh, I guess I'm the edgy boy for life. I'm gonna go, like, live out my days in the sea.
I'm gonna go out, live out my days in the middle of the night and just wander around and be sad.
Sasuke Uchiha wishes he was this angsty.
I know, and it's even, and then, like, the big thing is, like, when... when Foss goes to see her, like, the Lunarians show up, and she's like, damn, even the Lunarians, you're wanted even by the enemy. I never see them. I've been waiting to die out here, but they want you.
What if I just fell into the fucking sea? Would that be good? What if I just died here?
What if I just fucking died?
I can't believe, what if I just fucking died?
I can't even get a hug from the cold embrace of death. This sucks.
Exactly.
We could all aspire to be as just absurdly horrendous as Cinnabar.
Cinnabar is so funny.
Just a miserable, miserable waste of space every single day of my life, and I'm just like,
But also, they're really good at fighting the Lunarians because they can just...
Oh, they're like really fucking...
Oh yeah, they can just summon like massive waves of poison that just kills everything. And they can control
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and like, they're like, I hate fighting like this.
Yeah. I'm just gonna...
Yeah, she does have to vomit it up.
Yeah, they just vomit up a bunch of poison and then throw it at you. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we love a good poison user here.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Cinnabar almost falls off a cliff after the fight, but Foss tries to save them by holding out their clipboard for Cinnabar to grab onto, and then Foss's arms just funny fall off.
It's so fucking funny. Like, I got you.
Clack, crack.
Just, ooh, whoops. I forgot everything that your poison touches just crumples to dust almost immediately.
I forgot that my body completely fucking sucks.
I forgot that I'm useless as all hell.
Yeah, I forgot that probably I can't, like, take your weight falling off a cliff. Like, that's, like, an angle and I'm a rock.
Nah, it's fine.
So, yeah.
I guess I'll just think about you for the rest of my life.
Foss is like, don't worry, I'm gonna cure your depression, I'm gonna make everyone love you, and get you a cool job that whips ass, and you're gonna love it, and you're gonna be so happy, don't worry about it, I will definitely do this, it's so possible for me, Phospholite, the one who never does anything right.
It's so possible for me in an attempt to not do my other job.
Exactly.
Because I have a big old gay crush and also I don't want to do my other fucking job.
Literally.
So we also meet Diamond and Bort.
MF's out here being named Bort.
Yeah. This is some toxic Yuri because, you know...
Oh my god.
Exactly.
Diamond is like, has like a hardness of 10. You know, diamond's famously the strongest material. But Bort is an even cooler kind of diamond, because for geology reasons, they have like multiple crystals that are all stuck together. So like they don't break as easy as regular diamond. And they're just, like, the coolest fucking most badass fighter of all time. They have big, big hair that they can use like a fucking sword.
It's so anime. It's so, so cool.
Anime.
It's so anime.
And, you know, Diamond is trying to fight some Lunarians, but their arm breaks off, and Bort is like, why the fuck were you fighting those Lunarians? I thought I told you to leave everything to me, because you're so fragile and weak, you dumb idiot.
Literally.
And,
toxic butch femme energy.
Uh-huh. And Diamond is like, well, yeah, wow, I kind, you know, I kind of wish Bort wasn't around. I kind of wish I could just, you know, be the coolest, most strongest one here. But, you know, Bort just kind of comes along and ruins everything, huh? They're so nice and they protect me, but also fuck them, kinda.
Just, I'm obsessed with them and I really like them. And also, they need to fuck off and go die, yeah, actually.
Exactly.
Right.
Kind of holding two visions in my head right now.
Pretty much.
A little bit conflicted in my life.
Singing Loathing from Wicked. Just, God, there's something that I hate and love about you. Hey, don't you have this feeling for Cinnabar? What's that about?
Hey, what's up with that, huh?
She's trying to get the Encyclopedia Girl to research gay sex.
Hey, do you know what gay feelings is?
Do you know what lesbianism is?
Hey, what's up with that, huh?
None of these gems...
What about that?
Canonically, none of these gems know what kissing is. They see a kiss in one of the later volumes, and they're like, what the fuck was that?
Damn.
I am just playing the fun game, because I, once again, like, looking at the art, just jumping through chapter to chapter, and I did stumble upon the chapter where two gems kiss, and they're all like, what the shit? Uh-huh. Like, what are you doing? Knock it off.
In fairness, they are rocks.
I
don't know how that would, you
damn
know.
If it ain't true.
Yeah, what if you fucking bump your faces together too hard and something breaks? That would be fucked up.
Yeah.
And just ding. I now pronounce you rock and rock. Ding.
Yeah, like, what if you both break apart and then you have to come, like, get Rutile to, like, sort through your pieces? That would be so embarrassing.
It's like when you clink two wine glasses together too hard.
Steven Universe was never this brave to have the gems smash their faces together completely.
So true.
That's right. Yeah, if instead of fusion, they just, like, broke apart, shattered on the back.
They just ran into each other and just die instantly.
That might have different themes. Might be a different show entirely if Steven Universe was like that.
Damn, that's crazy.
So, a big funny snail falls out of the sky and just straight up eats Foss.
Yep.
It's so funny.
Foss is dead now.
The other gems are like, are you fucking kidding me?
They're like, okay, you're in charge of this snail. And she's like, what? And gets eaten.
Foss gets eaten and fully digested. And they just fucking dissolve and die.
Yep.
Arf.
But then they think of Cinnabar and come back.
Yeah.
I mean, don't we all do that, though?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all think about that one...
We think about our favorite hot, angsty boy.
Yeah, brooding, edgy, like, fucking boy out there. And you're like, I think I'll just live again.
I'll do it for Killua.
Me!
So, Bort and Diamond beat up the snail and crack its shell, and it goes into the water and shrinks down into tiny snail. And everyone thinks that this... that Foss is the snail now. And, you know, Diamond goes around being like, everyone, this is Foss. You know, they've gone through some changes lately. And everyone just roasts the shit out of them. Like, wow, you're so much cuter like this. You're about as useful as you were previously in that tiny, squishy snail body.
I know.
It's hilarious.
It's so funny.
I'm obsessed with the snail, the tiny snail.
It's good.
So fucking cute.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's so funny that they all just immediately assume it's Foss and they're like, wow.
Yeah, that.
You truly ain't shit in this world.
This
huh?
Shitty little worm is really giving me phospholite energy.
This pathetic shit, a little crawling on the floor slug is just making me remember about Foss.
Real Foss vibes over here.
Real Foss hours.
So then Cinnabar is the only one with a brain, and they're like, did you... when snails eat rocks, it turns into their shell, you dumb idiot.
You dumb fuckers.
I hope they stay a snail shell forever. I hate them so much. I'm definitely not in love with them.
I'm definitely not obsessed with them in all aspects.
They're so useless and pathetic, and they never do anything right, and they're probably not going to get me that cool job they talked me about. They told me about and cure my depression. It's so fucked up that they promised to do that for me.
Yeah, I hate them
for that. It's fucked up, honestly.
I hate them so much for that. Oh, I hope they're dead.
Yeah.
And never bother me again.
I sure hope that no one ever scrapes all the green crystal out of the new snail shell and puts it back together in a phospholite shape.
Yeah, that would be so fucked up if you guys did that.
So that's what they do.
Uh-huh.
Foss is fine now, except they can talk to snails.
Yep. They got fully digested by a snail, and so now they have snail knowledge.
Yeah. Now they speak snail.
You have secret snail knowledge. Me hoping to get that secret snail knowledge.
And then the snail's like, hey, come to the sea, haha. It's really cool out there. You should come, haha.
Also, meanwhile, everyone is roasting Foss again for talking to a snail.
That's true.
Everyone fucking hates Foss so fucking much.
It's really funny.
It's really funny.
Like, it's kind of like an affectionate hatred. Like, yeah, that idiot. We're just gonna be mean to them. But we like them.
It's like an affectionate hatred in the sense that you're like, oh, you're just so useless. You're just so unimaginably useless.
Yeah, Phosphophyllite is like the little brother who you just, like, roast mercilessly.
That you just do not give an inch to, ever. Just what could be better than just never allowing your sibling to have a moment of peace?
Absolutely no. It's you can't let him have that.
It's no. You're not allowed.
Yeah. What if they felt self confidence? We can't allow that. That would be so fucked up.
It would be fucked up as shit. You can't allow
it. You can't do it.
That's right.
Always keep that sibling down.
Absolutely. Never let up. The snail is named Vitricusus, and they ask Foss to take them to the ocean, and they tell Foss about snail history, and also about these funny little guys called humans.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, sounds fake. It sounds fake that in our tales, their entire species went extinct because the Earth got hit by too many meteors, and how they sort of split apart into three different species. One of them is made out of rocks, one of them is made out of squishy little sea creatures, and one of them is made out of ghosts on the moon.
You know, the three genders, are, as we all know, the three genders are rock, snail, and ghost on moon.
Also, Phosphophyllite sees titties for the first time because the snail turns into a titty lady when they touch seawater.
Yeah, the snail does have titties.
This book is so funny.
That's right. It's the funniest fucking manga in the world.
This is comedy.
This is That's comedy right. gold. Can you imagine being a rock scene titty for the first time in your life? Damn.
Yeah, to be clear, these rocks have asses. They do not have titties.
No titties.
No. No titties.
Completely flat over there.
Just completely flat-chested, fat-assed.
Honestly, everyone in this entire series is a whole fucking gender. So also, Foss learns what death is. The snail has to explain it to them.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys don't die, but let me explain what happens when you die.
Yeah, what if you just kind of became nothing? Wouldn't that be silly? Wouldn't that, like, make life temporary, but also in its impermanence give it meaning? And Foss is like, I don't know, sounds stupid.
I don't know, it sounds pretty fucked up, though. Why would you do that?
Why would you simply not live forever?
Why would you simply not exist forever for all time in an etched complete state?
So then Foss is like, oh, so you were gonna take me to your undersea kingdom, so, where is it, actually? And Ventricosis is like, it's right up there. Just look up at the sky, and there's a bunch of Lunarians there, and they're like, haha, gotcha.
Psych.
Look up at the sky.
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, so, oopsie, our snail friend's brother is trapped on this ship, so Foss became bait for real.
Yeah.
Hey, I needed you real quick, sorry. Sorry about it.
Yeah, so Ventriculus, like, you know, is negotiating with the Lunarians, like, hey, I delivered you this funny little guy. Can I have my brother back now? And the Lunarians...
Can you give me my really cool-looking brother back?
Yeah. And the Lunarians are like, no, we need more than this. We need more than one little twink you got here.
We need more than the shittiest twink they've had on offer.
And Ventriculus...
Not much of an accomplishment to get the shittiest twink they possibly had.
And then Ventricosus is like, well, we can probably use this one to lure the angsty one, we can probably capture that one if we use this one as bait.
They're having Yuri. It's fine.
Yeah. I know Yuri when I see it. We can use that to our advantage.
That's right.
Just, I know some down bad bitches in the world. Let me tell you, these two, down bad. This will be perfect for our uses. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So, what the fuck happens? The next thing in my notes is Aculetus fucks it up.
Yes.
So Aculetus fucks it up.
See, that's the thing, is these battles are cool, but I can't like, you know, I'm just like, yeah, they did a thing and it looked cool.
Uh-huh.
Aculetus, at first is like, I are you mad at me? Are you mad that I did this to you? And, Foss is like, no. No, I want to be, but I can't.
Yeah.
Please leave Cinnabar alone,
though. Yeah, turns out your brother was kidnapped and all your people are being held prisoner on the moon, so I can't be that mad at you, actually.
I can't be that pissed off. So, I kind of won't be. Just leave my, definitely not, crush alone, please. Thank you.
So, also worth noting, Foss does get completely fucked up when the Lunarians attacked. They're missing part of their face and also their legs. And when the snails drag them back to shore, they have that piece of face with them, but, turns out the legs, yeah, we can't find those. Oops.
Oopsies.
Oopsie doopsie. Here, you can take this piece of snail shell, though. I'm sure that'll work great for you.
I mean, you know?
And it does.
It works fine.
It works great. Foss gets new legs made out of snail shell, and then they can run super fast.
And yeah, it looks cool as shit.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up because, like, once again, since they're, you know, the living part of their body is a bunch of midichlorian microorganisms, their memories are just kind of stored, like, distributed throughout their body, and Foss lost just, like, a lot of memories when their legs went.
What a fucked up thing, to have your memories stored in your everything when you're so brittle.
Yeah, right? for real.
Every minor scrape or bruise is an existential nightmare of, did I forget something important?
Uh-huh. So it turns...
Did I leave something sacred to me when I stubbed my toe the other day?
Mm-hmm. So it turns out that, you know, the snail shell had agate in it. So it is kind of, yeah, it's got some gem in there. So they're just like, fuck it. Let's just put it on the stumps and see what happens. And
let's just throw them on and I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. And, yeah, Foss's little midichlorians just eat it up. They love the new legs.
Mm, nom, 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 nom.
And
nom,
nom, nom. Yeah, you know, eventually we will see why this is not normal.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So I'm not sure if they get this far in volume 3, but it turns out if you're replacing a piece of a gem, it has to be like an extremely similar material, or usually it gets rejected and it won't bond. Foss just kind of, you know, just ate up a completely different piece of gem, and that's not normal.
It's fine. You know, things be changing all the time.
Things do be changing. So, you know, Foss gets super speed and is like, hey, I got cool, strong new legs now. I can definitely fight some Lunarians. Give me your gayest, littlest sword, because my weak little arms are too brittle to pick up a heavier one.
That's big Boji energy.
Mm-hmm. Also very much worth noting that, you know, when Foss washes up on the beach, it is like, you know, it is while Cinnabar is just like being so angsty, staring out at the sea, being like, wow, I hope Foss is gone forever.
I hope Foss is gone forever. Maybe I will also just kill myself. And then Foss does just wash up on the beach and it's just like, nah, it's like,
I lived, bitch.
It's like, I can't die yet.
I lived, bitch.
You thought you'd seen the last of me, dumbass.
Yeah, and she fucking says, oh, sorry, I didn't find you a job yet. Forgive me. And Cinnabar's like, no. And she's wow. Like, I knew you'd say that.
Harsh but fair.
I love flirting. Flirting is my favorite things in the world.
Right?
And anytime you can just flirt with somebody in a horribly deranged way, who's going to stop you?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Phospholite goes out with the amethyst twins. There's two amethysts and they're twins. And they're always doing like the Iraqi, they're always doing the does Iraqi know this is gay pose.
Yeah, they are.
So then things immediately go bad because, you know, Lunarians show up and it's the fucked up new type. It's a fucked up new type of Lunarian that turns into a big bitey thing that kills you. And the amethysts are being slowly crushed into tiny little pieces. And they're like, hey, Foss, please go get help. And Foss is like, cool, yeah, I'll do that. Just as soon as I'm done being paralyzed with fear.
Hey, Foss, can you go tell somebody that we are being crushed in a million different ways right now? Thank you. Yeah, I'll get on that. I'm just experiencing extreme emotion.
Can you maybe use those, like, cool new legs you got? Like, the really cool, fast legs that you just got, and maybe, like, go get some help?
Like, help us, like, at all, please?
And Foss is like, yes, but actually no.
I might be able to, but I actually won't be able to.
Just as soon as they work, I will use my very fast legs to do something.
So luckily Bort shows up soon enough and just fucking...
God, I love Bort.
Thank God for Bort.
Bort does a cool anime fight and fucks it all up and is like, wow, Foss, you just fucked up so bad. I should kill you right now.
I love having normal emotions and normal reactions to things.
Yeah. Right? Bort has, like, a normal emotional range.
Yeah, completely.
A completely normal, regular emotional range.
They definitely think about things, like, other than killing and fighting to grow stronger to kill better.
And being the very best, like no one ever.
Exactly. Does. To catch them is my real test.
Kill them is also my cause.
That's right.
That's what Bort says.
That is what Bort says. That's just running in Bort's head all the time. It just goes,
I will try.
Kill them all.
Kill them all. Me with my regular brain.
Bort's special interest is violence.
That's right.
Yeah, you go on Bort's computer and it's all just, how kill good?
Pretty much.
Violence good? Question mark?
Bort knows the most about ancient humans, but it's only because she, like, listens to serial killer podcasts.
Yeah. That's so true.
She, like, dug them up and is like, oh, fuck. This is so cool. I love true crime.
Bork's one of those people that you talk to who seem like they know a little too much about how to dispose of a body. Mm-hmm. And you're like, huh. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
Have you killed somebody? And they're like, not yet.
So it's winter now, and everyone is getting dressed up in their gay little pajamas and putting pillows just, like, fucking everywhere in this temple and hanging up big curtains over the windows because they're all getting ready to go to sleep. These lazy bitches just sleep through the entire winter, and God, I wish that was me.
I know. They have a big, it's like a huge fucking pillow that they all just like lay yeah. on. And it's like so big that like one person's like indent does not even remotely touch another person's indent. Mm-hmm. And they're all just cozy and sleeping.
They're all just sleeping.
The whole winter. And I wish that was me. And I certainly do not relate to Foss in this situation being like, actually, I'm really restless. Although I would get up and pace around and have snacks mm-hmm. if I was hibernating. But, you know, like, then I would go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
I think we should hibernate more.
God. I do think we as a society need to move away from capitalism and into a more easy to hibernate.
Much like the Moomins, I think we should just hibernate.
Yeah, I would love to just like curl up in a blanket for like a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like sleep and wake up long enough to refuel my body to enter another sleep.
Exactly.
Fuck February and March. It should be illegal to do anything.
So fucking true.
Just like...
Yeah, it would be a great birthday gift to be told that you get to sleep for an entire month. Not right? gonna lie.
And Foss is like, yeah, everyone else is going to sleep, but what if I gave myself the worst job possible and just stayed awake for the entire winter? That would probably be fine, right?
That would be normal on my brain, actually.
Yeah, it seems normal and good.
So it's just two gems who are awake at all right now during the winter. It's Phosphophyllite and a new boy who comes out of a pool called Antarcticite. And the reason that they're awake right now is because they melt at anything higher than room temperature. They just turn into a puddle.
Yeah, so...
I love crystals that are just water crystals.
It's the Wonder Twins bit where it's just, like, become shape of water, and then they just sit there.
Yep.
Uh-huh. It's like, sorry, kind of not useful without my other twin. Their ability is that they just suck for a good, solid most of the year. Must exist as a water cycle.
So, according to my notes here, Antarcticite is here, and they are Sensei's gay little twink.
Sensei is obsessed with Antarcticite.
We haven't even talked about Antarcticite.
Antarcticite keeps, like, fucking up, saying, and Sensei's like, no, my sweet little boy. I love you so much.
We need to talk about Sensei. Sensei is, there's just a guy hanging out here, and he's 3 feet taller than all the gems, and he wears Buddhist monk robes, and he's indestructible, and instantly vaporizes all the Lunarians wherever he shows up.
Yeah, who the fuck is this guy?
He's Sensei.
He's Sensei.
I love it. I love it, and I love him.
What's the question? He's Sensei.
This might be a weird, dumb thing, but I also love how, like, the whatever Sensei is, he's their leader, and he does not seem to be enforcing any kind of hierarchy in them other than to be like, yeah, you should probably, like, pick a job that is, like, suited to you, like, for your hardness and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then within themselves, they are all like, okay, you're the hardest, so you're, like, the coolest and best, and all of us, like they, like, have this, like, caste system that they have entirely set up themselves, and anytime Sensei is around, he's just like, no, like...
you guys gotta stop that.
I'm just trying to, like, find a good job for you to do in your specific skill set, and they're like, so I'm not as good as those fighter guys, right? And he's like... No, I just only want the hardest ones to be fighting because, like,
everyone else will die. It's less likely
they break.
Sensei,
everyone else will simply die.
Sensei is just, like, out there saying, it's fine. Everyone is special in their own way. And the gems just being like, no, diamonds are coolest.
Like, I really specifically loved his line about Cinnabar in the manga that was, like, all I ever wanted for, like, all I ever asked
all
Cinnabar to.
All I wanted was you.
Sorry. Yeah, he sang Paramore's All I Wanted. No, but he's just like, yeah, all I ever expect of Cinnabar is to, like, breathe and be alive. But, like, she wants to do something. And so the only thing she could think of to do was Night Watch. And who am I to take that from her?
Yeah,
but, like, and she doesn't have to. Like, I don't know. I thought that was sweet.
All I wanted her to do was simply exist poisoning everything. But I guess she wants a job.
Yeah. It's so funny, though.
Nobody wants to work anymore except everyone wants to work.
Mm-hmm.
Foss does learn that, you know, Cinnabar's sort of isolation and shitty night shift job is, like, self-imposed because they don't want to, like, poison everyone that they come into contact with.
That's an admirable thing to want.
I mean, we all read Midas Touch at some point, mm-hmm. like, the King Midas, and was like, oh, damn, you know? Like, that is fucked up.
Yeah, you know, it would be fucked up that everything you touched merely turned to ooze.
Mm-hmm.
So Lunarians don't show up very often during the winter, so Antarcticite and Foss have the funny job of breaking up ice flows. So there's just big icebergs that form, you know, during the winter, and Antarcticite does, like, a gay little run in their fucking femboy high heels, and it puts little holes in the icebergs, and then they hit it with a big, like, sawtooth sword, and it breaks the ice, and Foss is like, well, I don't know how to do that, I'm going home.
What if you did learn how to do that, though, by shoving your hands in there?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And
this too is eerie.
True.
Antarcticite does give Foss, like, a little motivational speech where Foss is like, well, I guess I just can't do it. There are some things that I can't do. I will simply just do the things that I can do, and that's all. And Antarcticite is like, won't you, I guess that means you're not going to ever try anything new or get good at something different. And Foss is just like, yeah, I'm fine with that. And Antarcticite is like,
me.
Well, I guess you'll never get good then. It's better than that.
Yeah, it's because it's kind of back and forth. And, you know, Foss is like, yeah, well, yeah. I can't do these things and I have to accept that. And, like, and,
Antarcticite.
Antarcticite is like, well, you can't do those things because you don't try anything that you don't know if you can do or not. Like, you know, yeah. That back and forth between them.
Simply rise above.
Also, Foss can talk to the icebergs, and the icebergs are always saying fucked up things to them.
You should stick your hands in here, and we will take them from you.
I love how Sensei's like, don't worry about it. They're not actually talking. It just sounds like they're saying, give me your hands. They're not actually saying, give me your hands, and that's why we break them apart. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you're just imagining things. Don't give it your hands.
Yeah, you ever go outside...
Is it their hands?
You ever go outside and hear the snowbanks whisper to you that you should place your hands in them and they will simply eat them?
Yeah, I think, you know, it would be mutually beneficial if I got to eat both your arms.
Yeah, that'd be really sweet.
You could put something new on there and then be even stronger
than
you
are now. Yeah,
you don't
want your shitty, weak arms, and I want to eat your arms. So, come on.
So Foss is like, I don't know, I'm skeptical, and then they just fall into the fucking ice. And their arms are gone.
Yeah, gone forever.
Antarcticite tries to dive down there and find the arms, but they don't do it.
Yeah, the icebergs almost
they
get
are
Antarcticite's
like,
arms.
They are just like, well, shit, I just guess we gotta find some gems now to replace your arms with. Shit, all we got is this, these giant, massive, lumps of, this gold platinum alloy. Guess we can't do anything with that.
Guess we can't just make your arms sick as shit. I'm sorry.
What if we put these on your stumps, though, just as a joke, and then...
Just haha.
And then Foss's body gets even more fucked up.
Hell and then yeah. fucked up things happen.
Hell fucked yeah. up things happen.
Voss is just like, hey, things are happening.
The metal turns all gooey and starts to go inside them and sort of goop out from inside of them. Also, it's just kind of like wiggling around and turning into these goopy fractal shapes. And it's all fucked up. And then Lunarians attack while Voss is just being eaten alive by their own arms.
That's right.
I mean, we've all been
there. We've all been there. This is the...
We've all watched our friends slowly fight and then die and then crumble away to nothingness.
Yeah.
Your arms enter you.
Yeah, someone just has a case of the Mondays.
Yeah,
huh?
You know how...
This is what Garfield was talking
you
about.
You know how in, like, a slice of life anime, it's just, like, it's really nice and good to read because, you know, the situations that the characters in are so relatable. This is just like that.
I'm always saying, damn it, I'm in here. My arms are eating me. Get me out.
God.
Me in the mornings when I have to go to work.
So that's right. Antarcticite gets completely fucked up. And then Voss yells at their arms a bunch. Their arms have put them in a funny little, like, modern art prison cube.
In the box.
Yeah, they're in the box.
They're in the timeout box.
Yeah, exactly.
Enter the cube.
Your arms have put you in the timeout cube.
That's right.
So, you know, Voss yells at their arms and until they turn into a big flower that blooms and Voss is standing in the center. And then, their arms get all goopy and become like Jake the Dog arms. And they, you know, they just like goop out and stretch into many weird goopy branches. And they fight the Lunarian like that. And they're like, you know, and then they win. And they're like, wow, I got so much stronger. I beat the Lunarian. And then a second Lunarian shows up and just takes all the Antarcticite pieces away.
It fully pulls a Rise of Skywalker
yeah.
on Voss. Fully just, oh, good, I got them. And then it's like, but did you remember the second one?
Mm-hmm.
The second one that was hiding on this clear day and this clear blue sky, did you forget about them?
Yeah.
Fucked up if you did.
Uh-huh. Except, yeah. Yeah, this is like the reverse of that, where because there was a second ship, Chewbacca lived. This time, because there's a second ship, Antarcticite got taken to the moon.
There was
a second ship, but Chewbacca was on the first ship.
Exactly.
Chewbacca was on the first ship, and Chewbacca did die.
Yeah, a second ship showed up, and Rey was like, ah, oh, shit, I gotta explode that one, too.
Just, I can't fucking believe this.
The second ship came out from behind the rock and crashed into the first ship, and they both exploded.
I'm terrified to report that a second ship has crashed into
She was like force holding it, like the, and it just like flew into another plane into the two towers.
So true. Add this to the 9/11 cinematic universe.
That's right.
We got Cars 9/11, we got Mouse 9/11, and now we have Rock 9/11.
Yeah. Crystal 9/11.
Antarcticite
9/11.
Antarcticite 9/11. So Foss is sad about
that. Is a great episode title.
So Voss is sad about 9/11.
Sorry, I'm going into our Discord. I'm going to rename myself something.
Let's go.
Give me a few minutes.
I'll wait. I'm waiting patiently.
I have to remember how to spell in Antarcticite. So
hold on. I've got the wiki open right now.
Okay. Give me a second.
Antarc.
Sorry, what was that?
Antarc.
Uh-huh.
Picite.
Uh-huh. To say 9/11. Great.
Let's go.
Groovy.
Great.
Perfect.
Great.
Then Then it kind of cuts ahead to the end of the winter. Foss has the sleepiest eyes of all time. They got a new haircut, and apparently just used the hair to replace some of the just random bits of their body that got shattered and just kind of lost to the wind. And they're fighting Lunarians on their own. They're busting up ice floes on their own.
Yeah, so they're kind of killing it on the fighting front, but oh no, they go to wake up all the other crystals and they say, "Hey, you should go get Cinnabar."
Yeah.
And Foss is like, "Oh, yeah, no problem, but who's Cinnabar?"
Yeah.
Just I don't
Shock and Awe. Yuri has
no,
been erased.
It's terrible.
Oh no.
It's the worst thing that could have happened.
Yep.
It is.
It sure is. Also, I described that fight long. Actually, Foss didn't do shit. They didn't win against the Lunarians. Antarcticite did, even though they were busted half to shit. And then the second Lunarian shows up and 9/11s them. And then Foss gets mad and tries to fight the Lunarian, but they're already out of there. They already scooted.
They're like, "No, they said, I got your girl.
Well, bye."
All right, so.
I've captured the twink.
I'm experiencing this fucked up thing where apparently Discord will not let me change my name in the server.
No!
Oh, is it because of that new, like, thing?
What new fucking thing?
Where you have to have a unique username?
I don't fucking know. It keeps telling me to get Nitro.
Your server.
And I'm not doing
Are
that.
You trying to change your user nickname or your server nickname?
I'm trying to change my server nickname.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I have done it multiple times before and it keeps telling me to get Nitro. I'm so fucking mad I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, we can keep going. I'm gonna fight this good fight.
Yeah. Uh-huh, so that's
uh-huh. I'm not getting
so that's volume 3. I want to just talk briefly about the volumes after that. So turns out Foss only forgot Cinnabar for like a second. They're just like, "Oh wait, shit! Now I remember Cinnabar. I was supposed to do something for them. Oh yeah, I was supposed to get them a cool job. Great, I remember now.
Oh yeah, the cool job.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, they never get Cinnabar the cool job. It just doesn't Damn. Happen.
Well, life keeps happening.
Life does keep happening. You know, so Foss is like out there with their new goopy arms. You know, they're you know, they got stronger and everyone is like, "Wow, Foss is like a lot less useful," and because they're like so tired and worn down and just like a little bit fucked up and hallucinating, they're kind of more mature now. And we, you know, we're gonna dunk on them less. Actually, we like this version of them better.
I mean, that's what happens in the commune.
Exactly. We also learn about a new Yuri couple. I'm gonna post something here.
Please do. Please do.
Wonderful.
I'm so excited if it is what I think it is.
So this is Pad Paracha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is Rutile's partner, so the thing is, their torso is just, like, full of holes, and Rutile is just, like, spending every waking moment when they're not fixing the other idiot gems, trying to cram new, rocks into Pad Paracha's holes to make them wake up again, because they're fucking asleep. Their body just don't work with all those
riddled
holes in it,
Yeah, I mean, you gotta fill all those holes.
Yeah, so, you know,
you gotta pay the toll, and then you gotta fill the holes.
Rutile gets some cool new ruby to put in the holes, and Pad Paracha wakes up for, like, a hot second, and just, like, the whole time, they are just, like, fucking shirt open, chest out, with, like, all of their, you know, all of their filled holes just, like, on full display. It kind of fucking rules.
Oh, yeah. Now this is yaoi.
This is yaoi.
This is what I'm fucking talking about.
And then, you know, they just kind of pass out again. So, yeah, just to, like, very briefly summarize, Foss starts getting suspicious of Sensei because, like, the Lunarians send out a big dog that wreaks havoc, and then Sensei is like, oh, hey, puppy, and Foss is like, I heard you say that dog's name. Like, do you know that dog? And Sensei
is
like,
what's up with that dog?
No, I've never met this dog in my life, as the dog is just like, you know, fucking, you know, just like completely curling themselves around Sensei, just like fucking listening to all their commands.
Just, hey, do you know that dog? No, I'm sure it's fine.
And Foss is like, oh, Sensei is definitely, like, connected to the Lunarians somehow. We don't know shit about this guy. We all love them so much, and we would never be distrustful of them, because they're so, so nice and we love them. But also, this guy is fucking suspicious. This bitch is sus.
I hope they don't vote Sensei off the island.
Damn.
So, you know, eventually Foss just, like, asks Sensei outright, like, what's your deal? And Sensei says, like, well, I am literally prevented from telling you certain things, so sorry about it. I wish I could, like, genuinely, but I can't.
Just like Pearl.
Yeah, it's just like Steven's universe. Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Sorry, I literally can't. I would love to, but I can't. Sorry.
Uh-huh. You know, Foss is like, well, guess what I gotta do now? I gotta, like, ask the Lunarians directly. So they, like, spend a little while just, like, as Lunarians are showing up, they're just, like, trying to, like, fucking talk to them as, like, the whole entire battles are happening. And
hey, what's Sensei's deal?
Hey, why are you trying to eat us?
Hey, what's going
on? What's Sensei's deal?
And it doesn't work, so eventually they're just like, fuck it, I'm going to the moon.
Hell yeah.
I guess I just have to fucking go to the moon, whatever.
Foss gets a new partner called Ghost Quartz, and Ghost Quartz is they're plural. They are a clear quartz wrapped around a completely different rock. So there's just two of them. Except what in the middle of a fight, they get all the quartz blasted off them, and then in now they're a different gem, and their name is Karen Gorn.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
I'm obsessed.
New year, new me. What can I say?
That's right.
Foss goes to the moon and meets, like, the Prince of the Lunarians. And Foss is just like, hey, what's the deal? Why are you...
Hey, what the fuck is up?
What's the deal with Sensei?
Why did you take all of the pieces of the gems and can I have them back? And the prince is like, ooh, yeah. So the thing is, what we've been doing with, like, the little pieces of your friends is, you see, we put them in these, like, little machines here that we just have, like, all around, and they turn the, you know, the pieces of gem into this just like fine powder, and we just spread it across the moon, and also, like, we have like six little other, like, orbiting bodies. We put it there too.
Just why? You know.
And Foss is like, why would you do that? The prince is just like, oh, we're trying to make Sensei mad.
We're trying to piss off your dad.
We're trying to piss him off so much.
We fucking is it working? Hate that guy.
Is it working?
Is he mad?
Is he so mad?
Also, I completely fucking forgot to mention, Foss gets their head shot off and taken to the moon. So, they put a new head on. Foss gets For a while, Foss is like no head, and then they get head, because Karen Gorn had an old partner that got taken to the moon named Lapis Lazuli, and all that's left of them is their head, and they're just like, well, shit, Ghost Quartz told me to take care of Foss, so I guess I have to do that. I am obligated.
I guess I gotta.
I am obligated by the former member of my body and mind to do this thing for them. I guess they can have the head of my dead best friend. So they put the head on, and it kind of takes a while for it to kind of fully integrate. So Foss is just asleep for 100 years.
The show is so fucking funny. I said show. It's so fucking funny.
Oh my
this
God.
Book is so funny. And the head makes them smarter. It makes them
everything
smarter
about
and more
this focused. Is the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to shut up for 100 years if you're immortal, I guess.
Yeah.
Anime progression is, like, literally in every single way just being, like, a ship of Theseus.
Exactly.
You will, and I mean this literally, be replaced almost entirely.
Yeah.
And are you you?
Rutile is...
Who knows? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, Rutile does have a moment where they're just like, yeah, I kind of think, like, maybe, like, less than half of the original Foss is left. I wonder if they're still the same good? Person.
Just, is that good? Is that normal?
Is that normal? And it turns...
Is that normal?
And no, Foss isn't normal. They definitely aren't.
I mean, they've been having a go. They're having a rough one, so I think it's fine. You get one.
You get one. So you know, then Foss goes on a little mission. Because, like, the Lunarians are like, well, the reason we need to make Sensei mad is, because actually they're a machine that was created by humans, and they're fucking broken. They don't work anymore. You know how they're dressed like a funny Buddhist monk? The thing that they're actually is supposed to do is, pray so that all of our spirits can, dissolve into nothingness and, return to oblivion, because we're all immortal and, like, we got tired of it, so we just want to fade out of existence, and we can't do that unless this funny little robot prays for us to go away.
Hey, so can you do that already?
Can you do that?
Can you tell your dad to do it?
Can you make your dad so fucking angry that he prays for our demise?
He literally prays for us to fucking get out of here.
So Foss is like, you know what would make Sensei really angry? If I made, like, half the gems in his little family just decide to fuck off and disown him completely.
Damn.
So Foss has the Lapis Lazuli head now, and, you know, they do just turn into a scheming motherfucker. You know, they just go around, like, talking to different gems, like, poking at their little insecurities and, you know, just being like, hey, actually, you can get whatever you want on the moon. You know,
hey, dummy says what?
On the moon, they have the technology to put Pad Piracha back together. Doesn't that sound so fun? And Rutile is like, fuck you, I can't go to the moon. I have to keep these idiots in one piece. So when everyone... And they do ask Cinnabar, and Cinnabar is like, fuck you, like, this is not the fun job you promised me, you idiot. You were asleep for 100 years. What were you doing? Also, like, hey, you're kind of, like, planning a big betrayal for Sensei, who is nice to us and we love him. So what the fuck, actually? And Foss is like, just don't worry about it. I think it would actually be really funny if we did it.
I think it would be, like, the coolest thing possible.
So Foss does take a bunch of gems to the moon, like, including Diamond, because Diamond just wants to get away from Bort. and also they just kidnap Pad Piracha's comatose body. And Rutile gets so mad about it, Rutile becomes Joker-fied.
Good.
So they all go to the moon, and, like, the moon has, like, this incredible technology on it. They say they're, like, gonna recover all the powder from, like, the six various moons that it's been spread across and turn it back into living gems again. That doesn't go well, actually, because turns out it's a very difficult thing to do.
Damn, that's crazy. I can't believe that it's difficult to pick up all these powders.
I can't believe it. meanwhile, Cairngorm is being just flirted with by the King of the Moon, who is just like the worst, most manipulative boyfriend of all time. So they get married.
I mean, yeah, what else are you gonna do?
And Cairngorm has, like, a whole entire, like, trans femme moment where, they change their name to Princess and, start wearing, cute clothes and take off all their powder, so just, like, that their true, like, color, gem color is showing through.
Good for her.
They're princess now.
Once again, what else are you going to do?
What else are you gonna do?
You literally live forever. There's nothing better to do. You're just like,
yeah, just sure. Marry, like, the most terrible, manipulative man of all time who might literally be Satan.
I mean, you sometimes you just need to feel something.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You're
immortal. It's all about playing games when you're immortal. There's, like, nothing left.
Yeah.
You know?
When you're immortal, why not just fuck with somebody? Why not just be like, yeah, better date this person who's going to ruin me emotionally. Why not?
Yeah, so all the gems go to the moon, and then the Prince of the Moon is like, hey, I can't help but notice we haven't been obliviated yet, so what's going on with that? And Foss is like, shit, I don't know. I guess Sensei's not mad enough?
Maybe he's not praying.
Maybe I'll just go down to Earth and tell Sensei to do the goddamn thing. I'll tell him to pray, and he'll listen to me. Hopefully, maybe. So Foss goes back to Earth and immediately gets fucking obliterated by all the gems, who are super pissed off at them for betraying them and ruining all of their relationships.
Just, hey, dick.
They break Foss up into a bunch of little pieces and hide them in various little boxes all across the island. So then Foss is dead for another, like, 200 years.
Oh my god.
I love being immortal. I'm not kidding. Oh my god. Being
these
immortal
fucking
is
Lunarians
so funny.
Are like, please, for the love of God, just go back to your planet, tell your sensei to, like, get rid of us, and then 200 years pass.
Yeah.
Well, being immortal is so funny, because then, like, you can just do stupid shit like this.
Truly just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
So, like, 200 years later, Sensei is like, okay, I think everyone has calmed down enough that I can secretly put Foss back together, and, like, maybe we can, like, reintroduce them to society. Except Foss is now completely Joker-fied. They look fucked up now after being, like, shattered for 200 years and just kind of crudely put back together. They've got, like, a little fangly mouth, and are missing most of their skin. And they try to make Sensei pray, but they can't do it.
Will you
just
fucking,
like,
pray already? I swear to God, I'm tired of asking.
I will literally just, like, hold your hands here in this funny little pose until you do it. And Sensei is like, sorry, it's mechanical issues. I can't really, actually. So Foss is like, fuck it. I'm so Joker-fied right now. I'm just gonna go back to the moon. I'm gonna do my funny little Joker thing, where I talk to all my little gem friends and convince them why they need to go back to Earth and just raise everything to the ground. I'm gonna start a literal war and make everyone kill each other, because I just want to cause problems at this point.
Once again, when you're immortal, why not?
Yeah, and the Lunarians are like, fuck it, we fully endorse this.
Fuck it, we ball.
Yeah, fuck it.
Once again, when you're immortal, why not? What's the point?
Literally, they want to do is die, so there's no consequences. Yeah.
What's the evil about turning someone into a fine powder when they can just put themselves back together?
Yeah.
What's the problem with that?
And, like, in the meantime, while all this was happening, like, you know, everyone on Earth has just, like, it's become a paradise. Like, you know, Sensei has, like, you know, revealed a little more of their true self and has become, like, more of an equal with the gems and has formed, like, a unilaterally better relationship with all of them. And, like, the Lunarians aren't attacking anymore, so they're just kind of living in paradise. Like, Bort becomes really normal, actually, and is like, yeah, I don't care about fighting and violence anymore. I just want to look at jellyfish all day.
That's right.
Bort's favorite thing to do in this new age is to raise jellyfish more than fighting, which is an ideal way to live. I would love to raise a jellyfish. What does that entail?
You know.
What do you have to do?
Who knows?
Jellyfish are, like, the most you just, like, put them in a place where they can get nutrients, and it's, like, great.
So then just Foss just rocks on down there with all of the gems that they recruited to their team and a whole army of Lunarians, and then just enact a war in which every single gem is shattered and taken to the moon.
I'm gonna say Foss looks so fucking cool is the thing about that.
Yeah, they look really fucking sick.
I would join Foss's army.
Yeah. And then just, like, a whole bunch more stuff happens. We get some other, like, insanely long time skips. Some wild shit happens. Just everyone is on the moon now, and they're having a great time. Except Foss, who is suffering more than ever. You just kind of have to read it past that point, because it gets even more incredibly fucking bonkers from there.
I'm flicking through pages and it looks like incomprehensible. It is fully just a different manga. It is just like, go from page one to page, like, I don't know. Go from, like, chapter one to chapter, like, 90, and you're just like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. Yeah. I don't know who these people are.
During the whole gem war, Foss fights Cinnabar and just eats, like, just completely all of their poison. Except they're, like, so fucked up at this point, they're just like, fuck it, I guess I'll become poison.
You know, like, when you can do that, why not?
This, too, is Yuri.
This, too, is Yuri.
That's the thing about being immortal and literally unkillable, and that you don't care about, like, the physical sensation of pain, is why not?
Why not? There is just kind of, like, a tinge of, like, these gems have been alive forever, and they're just kind of, you know, they're just kind of getting a little bit rowdy, so they are just all going to kill each other.
Why not? You put yourself back together tomorrow. Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. You're immortal. Who cares? May as well just, like, have a war with all your former best friends and completely tear each other to pieces. Why not
do the only thing that has ever mattered in your entire life? Why not do the only thing that causes consequences to happen?
Literally.
So, immortality is scary, I think, is the point of this manga.
Mm-hmm.
Also, mm-hmm. When you're disabled, you can, you can try to, like, you know, change yourself to perform on the level of, like, other people and, you know, kind of become a very quote-unquote useful member of society. But actually, you might just kind of be fucking yourself up. Like, there's definitely something to be said for the importance of personal growth and, like, you know, just going through personal growth and, like, becoming more functional, like, for yourself and your own, like, you know, life and your own ability to, like, live and get through it and, like, you know, just, like, be resilient to, like, all the shit that both your life and your own body are throwing at you. But also, like, definitely if you try to be normal, then you will just, like, irreparably damage yourself and become horrible and miserable. So that's something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's definitely a thing of, like, yeah, Foss was, like, okay when they were cognizant of their limits, and then people around them were like, yeah, like, you know, you should go beyond your limits. And they were like, I mean, like, I could, like, you know, but I don't know. It is kind of a cool, a decent metaphor of that, where, like, you know, some people do need to be told, like, mm-hmm. yeah, you need, like, you, if you push yourself, you will be surprised at what you can accomplish. Mm-hmm. And then there are other people who are literally pushing themselves to the breaking point already, exactly. even if you can't see that. And telling them that same thing is going to cause them to hurt themselves.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, I think it's a good metaphor for that kind of, like, one size does not fit all, like, advice thing. Because, like, yeah, what and Antarcticite said was, yeah. like, a cool speech, and it yeah. like valid and made sense in that, but then you see the like path of destruction that it honestly put Foss on, like, yeah, fucked up.
Yeah, like, real talk, I read this manga during like a very depressed period of my life when I was like having like a whole lot of bad self-esteem issues around my depression, and reading this, you know, plus like a whole bunch of therapy, made me kind of realize, like, oh, actually, maybe it's okay to be really fucking depressed. Maybe it's okay to go to sleep for 100 years, you know?
Right?
Maybe that's fine, actually. Maybe I need that rest.
Oh, yeah, totally. No, I like I said, I am going to go back and read this. I feel, you know, badly that I didn't, like, get more of it through before we did this episode. Yeah. Because I really, really like this manga, like, how much I read of it. And, like, the rest of it sounds fucking crazy in, like, the best way possible.
It's
like,
so I'm fucking wild.
To go back and read it, but I wish I had, you know.
I hope you don't mind having a lot of it spoiled. I did just go over, like, a very, like, very, like, long, you know, very, like, just very broad and sort of surface level description of it. There's like, a lot that happens.
Oh yeah, no.
I read up until because I wanted to see the cool fight between Cinnabar and Phospholite.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kind of kept reading, which is why I've been completely silent this whole time. Uh-huh.
So how's hey, Foss doing? How's Foss
hey,
doing?
How them 10,000 years doing?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I love
hey what the fuck
playing with immortality as a concept. It's like, no, like, they don't die.
They
like,
don't die.
No, everyone died.
Yeah,
except Foss.
Everyone died except Foss,
who gets to stay there for 10,000 years until Foss assimilates with Adam and becomes the new deity.
Yeah,
I guess
I do think that's kind of a thing in like, if you're exploring immortality as a theme, I think that's a cool one to get to. Even if everyone around them is immortal, they're, like, I think it's cool to have, like, one, like, final dude. Like, because, you know, part of contemplating immortality is, like, what if I'm the only one who's immortal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone around me that I've ever actually, like, cared about is going to, like, dissipate. And also, like, the world I live on is going to dissipate. So, like, fuck, you know?
Sorry, I'm just looking at Foss, who is now a giant ethereal god.
Yeah.
Being like, what if I just, like, made every single thing in creation my slave?
Yeah, I could.
But then again, I've been pretty depressed lately, so I don't think I will do that.
I'm pretty mad at all of you. I could just teleport you all into the middle of the sun and have you suffer for all eternity, but you kind of caught me on a good day, so maybe I'll just utterly destroy every single one of you instead.
I could send you into an eternal hell chamber and torture you for all existence. But I just woke up and I'm feeling kind of nice, feeling kind of nutty with it. So I think I will just obliterate every single thing in the universe right this instant. Thank you.
Apparently the manga continues after that. Like, apparently.
No, I'm reading it right now. I'm reading it. It looks.
Apparently there's going to be more of it.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's so fucking good. What are our rankings? No hetero.
Can you rank this?
I don't know.
I think this might somehow have to be another one that we, because the thing, I mean.
I think we're doing broken numbers here again.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say, yeah.
One of the numbers has to be the concept of infinity.
Yeah. No hetero.
Can the no Romo be the concept of infinity?
Yeah, I think so. I think
because there's something going on with these gems who don't know what kissing is, but will shatter themselves completely to find one a better job.
These gems are kind of like they have like every kind of possible relationship, like. You know, they have the kind of relationship where they are all, like, deeply devoted to each other and will, like, stay together.
Oh my god, now Fossilite God is listening to, like, a random, just completely normal rock just talk after they start crying. Sorry, I'm still just reading.
But also, if you kind of have, like, just kind of, like, a minor beef with someone, just, like, a little thing that annoys you over the course of several hundred years, it will jokerify you to the point where you just want to destroy them utterly, and that's Yuri.
That's right.
That's Yuri. That is Madoka Magica. That is that's all of those fucking shows. It's like, do these girls want to date each other? And it's just them like trying to fucking destroy each other almost immediately. That's Yuri. That's Yaoi. It's you need a rival who you want to destroy and then maybe kiss on the forehead.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. None of them know what kissing is.
I think that's why it's like so no, like no Romo is a good place to put that infinity symbol because it's like
they don't know.
Comprehend the kind of Romo that is going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to comprehend it. It seems like it fucks you up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how we can even say that anything in here is hetero. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like.
Yeah, none of them have gender.
Literally none of these characters have Viney.
Like, not one single ounce of Biney. Characters will go from being referred to...
They're all rocks or snails or ghosts that are kind of like the... Just ghosts that are like... just like the whole sort of composite of humanity. Just like mixed together and then poured into separate cups. They're all just kind of like the mean representation of a human being. So like no gender, no age, no anything.
I've been skipping through this fucking manga, and as I've been skipping through it, characters will just, like, be referred by, like, she, her, they, he, him, like, just seemingly at random, just depending on vibes.
Pretty much.
Just fully on vibes, characters will just be referred to in different, like, gender terms all the time. Yeah. It does not matter.
Yeah, like, I think for the first few volumes of the manga, they just, like, avoided using pronouns altogether, that then eventually they break down and start using they, them for, like, everyone. So, no gender whatsoever.
Sorry, currently the chapter I'm in the manga, there's a rock rolling around, and God is very excited to see a rock rolling.
Great. Good shit.
Ain't that other anime?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I don't know what, like...
This is like a 5.
Yeah.
Can that be pie?
Like, 5 no hetero...
Gonna be
Infinity
pie?
No Romo.
What about the no homo?
Pie.
Pie?
Pie.
Hmm.
How about this? I want to put the no hetero as pie. Only because that is in such a decimal scale that is, once again, infinite. It goes on forever. And therefore, it's just infinitely big.
The no hetero. Yeah, but it's also only 3.
But it is infinitely a big 3. An infinitely big 3.
Can no homo be 80, the atomic number of mercury? Yeah,
Does make the no homo score high, though.
Okay, the no homo negative score 80. Can be Hg, the atomic symbol of mercury.
There we go. Our perfect rating system wins once again.
That's right.
We did it. We did it, gang.
Yeah, it's perfect.
God, I'm loving watching God just, like, watch a rock roll around.
Sky, what are we doing next time?
Oh, Jesus. No, I did pick something. We're going to do holes.
Oh, holes.
Or the book holes. They're pretty similar from what I remember. I might try to track the book down, but yeah.
Just like Pat Paracha.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to dive right into those holes.
I'm tired of digging, Paparacha. That's too damn bad. I'm tired of digging, Sensei.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
It's bad.
Sensei says, I'm sorry, and then just walks away again.
All right. What are our plugs?
You can find the podcast at WeWereQueerPerid, twitter.com. You can find me at Jazz Dumpster on Tumblr. And you can find me on another podcast called the Sonic Shuffle, a random holistic Sonic lore podcast.
I have shows, Tumblrs on Go on Xbox Hunting and We Rate Queer Bait, both on Tumblr, and then I have a band camp at El Sky.
All right. I'm on a podcast called Check Out the Sky, where we talk about OCs. I'm also on For Affinity with the username Space Robot. I'm taking commissions. You know where to find me for those. I'm also on an upcoming audio drama pilot. News forthcoming.
Would it be really crazy if we just, like, started a war with each other, like the three of us right now?
Sorry, I'm reading deep lines. Like, it would be nice if you were happy all the time, and it would, but that's all right, because now I understand what I want more than ever.
Normal. She's going to bring Cinnabar back from the dead and say, I found a job for you. Gets on one knee.
Also, like, important to know, literally, like, every time Foss goes up to Cinnabar, like, hey, do you wanna go to the moon with me? Do you wanna, like, do some research and find out what the deal is with Sensei? Like, after Foss leaves, Cinnabar is just like, you could have just asked me to partner up with you.
You could have asked. I did.
Hey, now there's a horrible eyeball creature.
Oh, good. Good. You're farther along than me.
I've been fucking speed reading over here. I've been looking at the pretty pictures.
Great. Good shit. I can't wait to see what the fuck happens after every other character except for one is obliterated from the universe.
I'm telling you, it's about rocks that like to roll around. And the god who says, that's nice.
Incredible. I can't wait. Oh, I'm so excited. I want to see the rocks rolling around.
Yeah, let's all end the podcast so we can go look at the rock roll around with God.
That's
so
right.
True. What if we...
It's so crazy true. If we did that.
It'd be so crazy if we did that.
That would be so wild.
Just kidding. We would never.
I'm just kidding. We will have to talk about it on the podcast right now.
Rocks don't move.
That's right.
That's so true. That's so fucking true, haha.
Haha.
Unless.
Unless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.